action for Moonee Valley. Now joining me with his preview is Dean Lester. Good morning, Dino. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Trent.
What do you make of this card tonight? Any declares wars amongst the pack?
I don't know if there's any declares war, but hopefully there's a few winners to be had. I think there's probably three, maybe four really good betting races. So, no, I'm looking forward to night meeting and back in the trues, an absolute bonus.
Yeah, absolutely. Race number one is a maiden for three-year-olds over 1,200 metres. They jump at 6.30 and in the first take out 6 and 10. Equal favourites here, two Beers with Clint and 11 Victory Kingdom, 4.20 each of two. Victory Kingdom, a first starter for Lindsay Park. Four, Cosy Can Can at $4.60. Nine, Joy's Reward, $6.50. Seven, Scorpio Sunset, $7.50. Three, Count of Carford at $8. And number eight, Fantasy Girl at $10.
Yeah, good luck lining up all the different form lines here, whether it be trials or races. Trent, I think this is a really challenging start to the program. The one I'm interested in is Cosy Can Can. Had the two runs last preparation and ran very well on debut at Ballarat behind Osmium, and then had no luck at all in the Vobis Gold Size behind a very good filly in Thrillster. So hasn't raced since April. Found a jump out for this horse a little while back. Looks to be ticking over okay. So with limited confidence, I'll go with four to beat. Two Beers with Clint. It was a bit of a horror watch last week. He had no luck at all. Probably should have gone close to winning there. Damien Oliver takes over. Three Count of Carford comes out of two pretty handy maidens last time in. One behind the Derby winner, Extra Brute, and then quite a good run at Geelong behind Star Virgo. Resumes here off the back of a nice trial and gets Ben Mellerman. Seven Scorpio Sunset. I thought it was a really good determined trial at Werribee back on December 10, and then must have just had to get a barrier certificate and jumped out and went about 200 metres and eased down last week at Flemington. But I didn't mind the trial at Werribee, but this is a really tough start to the program. My numbers 4, 2, 3 and 7.
4, 2, 3, 7 in race 1, a tough way to kick off racing at the Valley. Race 2, a maiden for 3-year-olds and older over the mile. Take out number 1. Favourite here, number 2, North Africa at $2.40. 11, Necessitas at $5.50. For the Bald Eagle at $6, number 8, Caravan at $8.50.
Yeah, I'd be hoping that North Africa can win today. His last three runs have all been at this distance, but they've been at 64 grade, and his most recent run was in a 70 grade on Pakenham Cup Day, and he ran third on that occasion. Now, fourth in that race was the bet of the month, Casino 14, from Bendigo last Sunday, and Play That Song run fifth, and I'm very keen on her later in the night. So I think this is a great form line for him to win a maiden. He gets up on the pace. Looks the one to beat over 8 Caravan. I like the debut run. That was a good pressure maiden at Cranbourne and battled on well out of the same race as Necessitas. There won't be a lot between them again. And for the Bald Eagle, we've seen this horse in Melbourne before, had the first up run at Newcastle, fitted for that run, but I think two will be very hard to beat. 2, 8, 11 and 4.
2, 8, 11 and 4, race 2. Race 3 is a 3-year-old filly's benchmark 64 over 1,500 metres. And here we take out number 2, Covert Miss. And our favourite is number 7, Made Me Shiver for Oliver and O'Brien, who are having good success on Friday nights at the Valley. $3.70 here. 8, Soaring Eagle at $4.80. 3, Saturation, $6. 1, Acera and 5, Rock Dove, both at $7. 9, Pierless at $8.50, and 4, Despacito at $10.
Just seems a good price about Made Me Shiver. $3.70, just listening to the Country Racing Show, and they highlighted a horse called Ocean X winning by 8 lengths at Geelong last week. Well, Made Me Shiver beat Ocean X easily at Yarra Valley first up. Last time in was handy in some reasonable races. I think she's made nice improvement and should be able to win again, really. Number 7, I think the little value chance, if there was one at odds, it's 6, Dream Waker, who I thought ran pretty well at Seymour to win in a solidly run race, and then wasn't disgraced here behind Declares War last start. And I think just maybe a quieter ride from the draw could improve here. 5, Rock Dove, had the blinkers applied and improved sharply to win last start. And Desposito was quite a neat win at Kyneton last time out. This is harder, but it looks to be progressing. But 7, clearly the one to beat. 7, 6, 5, 4.
7, 6, 5, 4, race 3. Race 4 is a class 1 over 1,500. Number 6 is the Soul Scratching. Number 4 in Kando after a first up. Second heads the market here at $3.10. Mark Zara to ride off the inside stall. 3, Come On Carl, $3.70. 5, Mr. Jammo, $5.50. 10, Circulate, $7.50. 2 Colesberg, $8.50, and 4 Tavi Sox, $9.50.
Yeah, probably a good time to maybe have dinner or have a bit of a Christmas drink and watch here. This is a really tricky class one. I'm going to go with Encanto. I thought he was also in tomorrow at Flemington. They've chosen the right race here. He's drawn barrier one. He's well enough found in the market, but I think his first up run was good and gets Mark Zara here to beat 10 Circulate, who was a good winner two starts back and then ran well behind Macrobius at Wodonga on Wodonga Cup Day. And of course, Macrobius won a race here last Friday night, so that form stacks up quite well. Come On Carl did enough first up, will be fitter. And Colesberg was wide on a fast speed first up at Morpheville Park's total for give run can improve here with Damien Oliver aboard, but a very tricky race. 4, 10, 3 and 2.
4, 10, 3, 2. Race 4 tonight at Moonee Valley. Race 5, first leg of the quaddie, the 55 second challenge. Heat number 9, a benchmark 78, of course, over 955 metres. Scratchings are 10 and 11 and number 1, Maddie and 6, Sam Image, which runs tonight instead of tomorrow, both at $3.60. 7, Kakanui, good run last time out, $5.50. 4, Balwazi at $6 and number 8, Reward with Return at $6.50.
Good sprint race. I think there's a little bit of value here with number 7, Kakanui. I think he's had the one run back from long spell, as he did last year around this time. Ran a cracking race at Pakenham, and then second up last preparation, he won a similar race to this. And I just think with 54.5 on his back, with good speed up front, he's going to be so strong late. I reckon he's a great chance of winning here, number 7, Kakanui. To beat 6, Sam's Image, as you mentioned, was in tomorrow also at Flemington. This is a very suitable race, and of course he's won at the 1,000 metres here before beating Nature Strip, so he's got a good chance. 1, Matty. It was a winner two starts back, and subsequent run was okay, and 8, Reward with Return, who's running well. This is a harder grade, but it gets a bit of weight relief, and he's very fit, might be next best. 7, 6, 1, and 8.
7, 6, 1, 8, race 5, first leg of the quaddie. Race 6 is a benchmark 64 over 2,500. Pull out numbers 2 and 14. Now favourite is number 3. Bring it at $4.20. 10, Man Alive, $4.60. 9, Franked at $5.50. $8 for 1, Dandre, and 8, Duke of Oz. $9.50 to the 6, Skyfire.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bring It. I liked him last start, and he ran quite well at Sandown, got back and hit the line well. He's probably going to have to go back from the draw again, but I think he's going to be strong late, and he's got a good chance. Man Alive, he finished third in the race that Bring It ran second in at Warrnambool, but Bring It's had the extra run since. The effort of Man Alive at Warrnambool was good, and I think he looks as though he'll run this sort of distance, gets a great run from the draw. Interesting runner here in number 9, Franked, for the Michael Hickmont stable. First up in a maiden a little while back now at Gawler, over 2,100, and he won well, an import, and he did it nicely. He was a bit awkward around the home turn, but then he flattened out well late, and I think he'll be competitive. And next best, number 12, and that is Hegemon, who I've always thought would win one of these races. He just keeps grinding away, and he might be next best. 3, 10, 9, and 12.
3, 10, 9, 12, race 6. Race 7, over 2,040 metres of Fillies and Mares benchmark 70. Scratchings of 4, 5, 8, 9, and 15. And the favourite, 2, Palazzo Vecchio, probably running out of chances. $2.50, 6, Play That Song, $4. 7, Waltzing Wodka at $7.50, 11, B2B, $8.50, 1, Ronda Largo at $10.
Going here with number 6, Play That Song. I think she just stayed at 1,600 metres last start, and they were a bit sharp for her. But two things, she goes up in trip tonight, and also gets the blinkers back on, gets Mark Zara aboard. I think going to be very hard to beat. Palazzo Vecchio, as you said, she's running out of chances. She was unlucky here last start, and she's got a very good chance, has to be regarded. 11 B2B is the one that's progressing. She's lightly raced and going okay, and 1 Ronda Largo might be next best, too. He's unbeaten at this distance. She was a surprise winner last start. She might have been a bit lucky with the interference behind her, but she will make her own luck up on the speed, but very keen on 6 to win. 6, 2, 11 and 1.
6, 2, 11 and 1. That brings us to the last race, number 8, a benchmark 64 over 1,200. Scratchings are 1, 3, 10, 11 and 12, and our favourite is number 6, McGarrett at $3.50. 15, Cincinnati Red, $4.60. 5, Boo Radley, $4.80. 2, Never Again at $9. 8, Shear at $9.50. And 9, Dr. Kodo, $10.
I thought this race revolved around a race a couple of weeks ago here over the shorter course, and McGarrett and Shear, number 6 and 8, come through that race. McGarrett ran on well to run second. Shear, number 6, ran 6th but was running on well late, and I think both of them going up in trip here are well suited, and I think they're the two key chances, but quite an open race, 6 from 8. The horses that have got into the field, 16 Sunquest. I'm sure this horse is a run-on sprinter, and he gets back to 1,200 metres tonight. He could improve sharply. 15 Cincinnati Reds there with a chance also. She's been racing well, but quite an open finish. 6, 8, 16 and 15.
6, 8, 16, 15 the last. Your best value quaddium play of the night.
I like Play That Song as the best. Trent, race 7, number 6. The best value is race 5, number 7. Kakanui, the quaddy, first leg 1-6-7-8, second leg 3-9-10-12, third leg 2-6-11, and the last leg 5-6-8-15-16. And my play of the night, I'm going to take a parlay 2, 3, and 4, which will cost $11 for a dollar, and they are all for the win. Race 2, number 2, North Africa. Race 3, number 7, Made Me Shiver. Race 5, number 7, Kakanui. And race 7, number 6, Play That Song.
Good on you, Dino. Good luck tonight, and we'll get your thoughts on Flemington tomorrow on the panel at 8 o'clock.
You will indeed. Thanks, Trent.